did you find strength in going to AA or NA meetings?
You know, I remember that after the breakup of me and my wife at the time and going through a custody battle, a lady, an older lady, moved into my house because she needed a place to live. And actually, I needed someone to talk to you because all my friends were still getting loaded. I really had no one to associate. And she kind of coaxed me into going to a meeting. And she said to me, why don't you come to this dinner they're having at this Alano Club? I said, hey, Betty, I don't want to go to the Alano Club. You know, I don't want to drink. I'm trying to get custody of my daughter. I never knew what an Alano Club was. And that night they had this thing, what they call a speaker meeting, and this guy was up there telling his story, which is experience, you know, about how it used to be and how his life changed since he quit getting loaded. And the guy told my story. And, you know, for the first time in my life, I sat in the back of that room and I started crying. And I felt like I was at home. Growing up, little boys don't cry, little boys don't do this, little boys fight, little boys could do this, little boys could do that. And, you know, I felt where, you know, little boys can cry and little boys can be sad. And I felt that I wasn't really that fucking weird growing up. You know, I felt that having these feelings of sadness and I remember as I was growing up, I used to beat people up, and then I felt sorry for them. So I used to fight people that were bigger than me, because then if I beat them up, I wouldn't feel sorry for them. So I started learning that it's okay to have feelings. It's okay to not be perfect. It's okay to someone to tell you you're wrong.
Lots of good lesson to learn.
Yes, ma'am.